The Testimony of Jesus. The celestial kingdom is made up of those who are valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Section 76 tells us that. What is Jesus' testimony, and how can we be valiant in it? Of course, that phrase means that we should be faithful to Christ. But beyond this, there is an additional insight that will come in understanding the divine role of Christ set forth in the Scriptures. In each role, he is testifying to us of us. That is, of our own intrinsic worth and divine potential. Here are some of his roles. Notice how, in each role, he is testifying to us of our worth and potential, and of his love for us. He was the volunteer in the premortal council in heaven, saying, "Here am I, send me." He was the creator of all things. He was Jehovah of the Old Testament. He became our Savior and Redeemer. He was the deliverer who opened up the doors to the spirit world after his death to proclaim liberty to the captives. He was the latter-day restorer. He will be the millennial king. He will be the judge of all mankind. What is the testimony of Jesus in these eight roles? Why does he do all these things? What motivates him to devote his entire time, energy, and attention to teaching and blessing and lifting people, even sacrificing his own life for us? He places unlimited value on people because he knows that we are his brothers and sisters and that we have the potential to become like God, as he did. That is the testimony he bears to us in each of his divine roles throughout all eternity. Now think about this. As our Savior and Redeemer, he is also our advocate, testifying to God the Father about us. Think again about the words that he uses out of section 45. Listen to him who is the advocate with the Father, who is pleading your cause before him, saying, "Father, behold the sufferings and death of him who did no sin, in whom thou wast well pleased. Behold the blood of thy Son which we shed, the blood of him whom thou gavest, that thyself might be glorified. Wherefore, Father, spare these my brethren that believe on my name, that they may come unto me and have everlasting life." Close quote. Also think on this. He is our mediator, so he is in a continuous role every time we offer a prayer or are involved in an ordinance. Everything is done in the name of Jesus Christ. So what does it mean to be valiant in the testimony of Jesus? Simply put, it means to believe what he says about us, to believe in his belief in us. It is to believe and to act on that belief that through the power of the atonement, we truly have the celestial capacity to become like our Heavenly Father.